The Queensland Health Department has today admitted that it didn't handle the case of a nurse who was allegedly raped in the Torres Strait Islands as well as it should have, and has promised to make improvements. The nurse was allegedly told that her pay would be docked if she left her job on the island after the attack, and she received little help immediately after the attack. The state's health department has also acknowledged that a 2006 report did raise concerns about security at the island's nurses' accommodation. Annie Guest has our report.
A 2006 Queensland Health report highlights safety problems, then a nurse is raped in 2008. She receives little support and is apparently told her pay will be docked if she leaves. Queensland Health admits it has problems.
It's clear to me that we didn't handle the situation as well as what I would have hoped.
Roxanne Ramsey is the regional manager for Torres Strait. She says senior officers are investigating the department's handling of the rape of a 27-year-old nurse on Marbiag Island last month.
I'm still talking with people about exactly what happened and who said what and who did what.
Have you asked whether this was said, that the nurse was told that immediately after the attack, if she left the island, she would have the days away deducted from her leave?
I have got people asking this. I haven't directly asked it myself. Now, there are, as there always are, different versions of who said what.
So has it been disputed then?
I'm not saying it's disputed. What I'm saying is there can be different interpretations.
OK, well, if this was the case, that this was said to this nurse after that she'd been raped, that she would lose her Queensland Health pay, what do you think of that?
That's wrong. And that should not have been said, and that will not happen. But her pay should not have been stopped in this situation. When something like this happens, what we have to do is everything possible, and even if that means going outside of rules and regulations, everything possible to care for that person.
The Health Minister, Stephen Robertson, says that a 2006 report that warned about safety concerns sat on a manager's desk after the report's author died. Are you that manager?
No, I'm not.
What do you know about that?
That report came to my attention yesterday.
It does seem unfathomable that you couldn't have known about it. They're pretty serious concerns, aren't they?
They are serious concerns, and yes, I agree. I should know about these things, and that's one of the things I'm tracking through.
Roxanne Ramsey is confident Queensland Health can meet an ultimatum from the Queensland Nurses Union to upgrade security within a month or face an exodus of workers. The Secretary of the Union, Gay Hawksworth, says that's the least that can be done.
People shouldn't be expected to go to bed at night, you know, without knowing that at least their doors and windows and so forth can be locked.
What do you think about these claims, if true, that she was told that if she left, that she would lose her pay immediately?
We were just very disappointed and appalled, quite frankly, at that, at what she was told in the first instance.
What should Queensland Health and or the Minister Stephen Robertson be doing about local managers allegedly handling this case in this way?
Well, we would want certainly anybody who made those initial decisions to get some further training and education if they're staying in the role, because it's quite clear that this just simply cannot happen.
That's Gay Hawksworth from the Queensland Nurses Union, ending that report from Annie Guest in Brisbane.